again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Coming up, our news from ABC, and then community conversation on The Morning Show. Our news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 77 degrees at 9 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan are coming home. The two men had been held in Russian prisons, Whelan since 2018, Griskovich since last year. ABC's Brian Clark has more on his detention.
Evan Griskovich was arrested in Russia in March 2023. An international condemnation began almost immediately. The 33-year-old was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 16 years in prison after what the U.S. called a sham trial. President Biden's vow to secure his freedom, his mother Ella told ABC News in March.
So we are optimistic.
The Wall Street Journal says it's been working with Griskovich's family nonstop to secure his release. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. 24 people involved in total, including two more Americans and four Russians who will be going back to Moscow. This is ABC News. The Federal Reserve holding interest rates where they are, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says if inflation slows, there could be a rate cut at the next meeting in September. It would be the first cut in 4 years. In Britain, though, the Bank of England not waiting any longer this morning, cutting interest rates 0.25%. It's the first rate cut there since the COVID pandemic hit in early 2020. Another fast food chain is now trying out artificial intelligence in its drive-thru lanes.
The voice was realistic and friendly.
Hi, will you be using the McDonald's app today?
But it tended to make a lot of mistakes, some that lit up social media. So McDonald's pulled the drive-thru AI devices from the dozens of locations where it was being tried. Now Taco Bell intends to give it a shot, with AI taking drive-thru orders at hundreds of U.S. locations later this year.
At the pay window. Thank you.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Taco Bell has been testing out its AI drive-thrus in at least 13 different states and also several other countries. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
A high in the middle 80s today, cloudy and humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms likely. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers gradually diminishing and a low of 67. Partly cloudy Friday, very warm and muggy, a high of 89. Mostly clear Friday night and 64. Saturday, 89, mostly sunny and very warm once again. And Sunday, a 40% chance of spotty showers and a high of 84. This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Get ready.
Dirty Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th, the Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air just like you see in TV, plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at MonsterTruckTour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.MonsterXTour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at MonsterXTour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO and WRCE. Today, you're here to talk about all the great things about Eagle School right here in Richland Center. And it's August 1st, so it's kind of time to start thinking about the start of school and the many things going on. And joining us in the studio today, we have Kelly Coppernall, we have Jeff Seaborg, Kathleen Corey Pittman, and Janice Peterson. And they're all going to talk about some of the things they do and some of the things coming up and exciting things with Eagle School. Kelly, we'll start with you since you got nominated to start.
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great. Does it seem like it should be August 1st and you're looking at the new school year?
The summer really flew by. I had a lot of big plans, and some of them are still happening, which we'll be talking about. But yeah, it has really flown by. I'm excited. I'm so excited for August 26th, which is the first day of school.
You're director of staff and students, so I guess describe for us what you do in your job.
I am. I am the relational part of principal, so which is where I love to be. I love to be with the kids. I love to talk with them. I love to be with the parents. I'm very much a people person. I am not a paper person, so you want me with the people and not with the paper. That's what I that's what I say. But yeah, so I love to be with the kids, talking about their good times and their mess, and sometimes the everything in between. So it's a good place for me.
Do you get a chance to be in the classroom then from time to time?
Yeah, this year I'm going to be teaching English practicum, which is kind of like the English for the international students, which I'm really excited about because I was a exchange student in France when I was 15. And so I remember how embarrassing it was to speak a language I wasn't fully, you know, comfortable with in front of people who were really great at it. So just anything that we can get them to feel more confident in their ability to do it, I'm really excited about that part.
Yeah, I commend you because I always think about, I don't know whether I would have been ready at 15 or 16 to go to another country. You know, that's amazing you did this.
Yeah, I feel like it was very normal when it happened, but now that I look back on it, I also think, like, what was my mom thinking? Like, letting me go. But it was a good time. It was a very good experience. I did gain 20 pounds, though, in 3 months because it was before we knew that bread equaled sugar equaled fat. So I would just have a baguette a day stuffed in my backpack with a jar of Nutella. So anyway, that was a good memory. But so because I know what it's like for the international students in part, you know, I feel like I can speak to it easily.
You kind of relate to maybe the loneliness they might feel
absolutely.
From time to time and things.
You know, when you can't when you can't convey exactly how you're feeling, because, you know, sometimes they come in and they, like, I knew, I am hungry, I am tired, I am sad, I am, you know, hungry, I am, all these things, you know, but you don't get to say, like, oh, when you said that, that made me feel a little insecure. You know, I mean, you can't really talk about who you are as a person because you have a limited use of the language. So I think that that was frustrating to me. So I feel like I know that they're a deeper person on the inside than what they can convey. So I like to draw that part out of them.
What do you like the most about Eagle School?
Oh, I love Jesus. Number one. So I love that I get to be able to be a shining light in people's darkness if they have it in the moment. I like that I can be exactly who I am. I don't have to keep any of that, you know, away from other people. I get to hug the people who want to be hugged. I get to pray for kids if they're sick or if they're sad. The homesick thing. If they're dealing with angry feelings, I can calm people down and pray over them. And so that is my number one goal in life. So I'm really excited that I get to do this. That I didn't, this is not normally how somebody gets to the position that I am in, because I used to be the coffee house person and people knew me as coffee house person and they would talk to me at Walmart about lattes and that sort of thing. But now my life is completely different. I still get to be with people, which is, you know, obviously what I love to do, but it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it is the most rewarding thing that I've done. So I'm really grateful to be able to be there.
Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone a little bit, don't we, to Absolutely. Experience those kind of things?
Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of a, it was through a difficult time because it was after the accident. My brain wasn't able to make coffee anymore. Like, I used to be able to do it in my sleep. But then after the accident, my brain doesn't do like factory processing very well. First this, then this, then this. And so I used to be like the fastest, maybe Scott was probably the fastest, but the fastest behind the counter. And then I tried to go back to it. And the customers just kind of looked at me like, is there anyone else that can help me? And so that was difficult because my name was on the door. And I wondered, like, what am I doing now? Like, if I'm not doing the Kelly's Coffee House, like, who am I? Like, it was a whole thing. And so I kind of even had the feeling like maybe I've already peaked. Like, what is there left? And then my kids started going to Eagle School. And then I just started going there because it kind of kept me from the depression that was a little bit sinking in. And so I would just, you know, vacuum the rugs and wipe the glass and help teachers and make copies and do whatever needed to be done. And so that is the way that I found myself there. And it was already like I had a heart to do those things, you know, so I think it was kind of like the next step that I didn't see.
Indeed. Sounds like a great time. The school year is coming up. You're
yes.
kind of recruiting right now, if anyone
yeah.
is interested to maybe give you a call, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. You can email us at office@eagleschoolrc.org. And you can call us at 608-647-6742. I'm 99% sure that's the number. It's a little bit escaping me right now.
That's not Kelly's coffee number, I don't
no,
think.
No, it is not. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. If you have any questions, definitely get a hold of us. We do tours. We want to just say that Eagle School is accessible. Sometimes people think private school, like, oh, maybe I'm not the right person for a private school. But I would say that you can just come in and we're just very normal people and we'd love to talk with you. I mean, normal, you know what I mean? But
it's a good normal.
It's a good normal.
Yes. We also have right next to you, I guess they've described him as jack of all trades. He has a long a line of things on his business card, but Jeff Seaborg is here. Jeff, it sounds like you've kind of worked in just about every aspect at Eagle School, haven't you?
I have over the years. I started out back in the mid-90s. I got asked to teach mathematics there. Out of the blue, an instructor had a vehicle accident, was unable to teach, and I just happened to be in a position where I was available. And they asked me if I could teach, and I said, I paused and I hesitated, and I eventually said yes. And I remember one of the first things I told my students, it was math now. I said, you know, when I was in high school taking math, I said, I would tell my teacher, this stuff is ridiculous. I said, when am I ever going to use this? If I have to, I'll look it up. I'll get a calculator. I don't need to know to do this stuff in my head. And it came back to bite me. Here I am. I'm sitting in front of a classroom of students. And I said, and see, I said, I need to know how to do this stuff. You know, I said, so fortunately, by that time, I had been gone back to college and gotten my degree. And, well, I shouldn't say that. I'm 3 credits short of my degree. But anyway, I'm close enough. Yes. Anyway, yes, I've taught math in the past. Then my family commitments, time, and other requirements took me away from Eagle for many years. I recently returned and taught class again last year, chemistry, and love that. And this year, I don't know, I'm leaning towards possibly teaching a class in business, co-teaching with a couple individuals. So I'm looking forward to that if that transpires. I'm heavily involved in the maintenance and renovation of a couple of areas in our school, particularly as it relates to our international students that will be joining us this year. We had and we have a significant need to renovate our dormitory space. So we're deep into that with a hard deadline of August 26th for the first day of class. But many of them will be in about a week ahead of time, some maybe 10 days ahead of time. So we've got an even harder deadline to get everything ready for them so that they have a place to lay their heads when they get to Eagle School.
When you talk about renovation, then the school itself is pretty much as is then for this year.
The school is of course after every academic year, the school needs to be re-cleaned, you know, from top to bottom. So every nook and cranny and corner and closet and locker and drawer. So we have a wonderful dedicated staff that are able to do that. So they're involved doing that, making the classrooms all ready. We've got a full kitchen there that also is in need of being cleaned and prepped every academic year. And so there's things going on there right now to make that happen. So there's always a need to clean, repair, renovate, modernize, you know, the physical plant. And everybody seems to pitch in, volunteer. We're just blessed that we are able to get all of that done.
Having had a chance to be in the classroom as well, you see students, you've been, what is it now? You said 1995, so 27, 28 years or something like that.
Well, that's my span of teaching. You know, I taught for about 6 years from 95 to 01, then took a long break from 01 until 2024.
Oh, okay.
And I was gone for a long period of time, but, you know, students really don't change. They still come through the door. Some of them are tired. Some of them are sleepy. Some of them are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Others have their homework done. Others don't. That was the same in 95 as it is in 2024. So, that part doesn't change. And Kelly made reference to sometimes the barrier or the difficulty operating, in a language that you're not familiar with. And so as an instructor, we're not just operating in a barrier of one language. We've got students from Thailand or Korea or Spain or Venezuela, Brazil, Germany. So we get exposure to a lot of different languages that they can't quite get. And I'll recount an interesting story of last year. I was talking to my class and I mentioned something about a pawn shop. You know, if you need money, you can take your guitar and pawn it. And they like, pawn? What's a pawn shop? So I go into the whole thing and I explain it. Oh, and the Thailand students say, oh, you mean a knock-knock store. There they call a pawn shop a knock-knock store. So it's entertaining and fun, and enlightening all at the same time.
And they're here mostly to kind of get better in their language skills for English, right?
Well, that's one of the things that we hope that they do. But basically, we've got them here because, as Kelly said, she loves Jesus. Well, we've got them here because, we hope that we have an opportunity to educate them, academically, to interact with them, if their host families are at the dorm. But we also, we're here actually to show them the love of Jesus, too. And so that's a big, big part of what we do.
when they sign up for the program, then they know that coming in there that they can...
They do know that coming in there. Their parents know that coming in there. And of course, you know, when we get our students here, we're not there to convert them to Christianity. We're there to show them the love of Jesus, okay? They come, they might be, you know... We have, you know, students from Spain. We have students from Thailand. So, you know, they're not evangelical Christians in Thailand, many of them, okay? So they come here, and they know that. We know that. We're not here to convert them. We're here to love on them, and we're here to help them, you know, grow as individuals.
Isn't it true, though, because I've been around some exchange students over the years, sometimes we learn more from them than they do from us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy that too.
They bring a piece of their country with them lots of times. Mm-hmm. So.
And you ask them, and they're not familiar with American colloquialisms. And so, you know, if someone were to say, you know, like knock on wood, they have no idea what knock on wood is. You know, we do. You know, of course, younger generations of Americans may not know that one, or I'm on cloud nine. We know, Phil, you know what being on cloud nine is. Many of our listeners do, but not our international students. They have no idea what being on cloud nine is. And so you have to stop and explain that to them. And in the same token, they'll explain something to you that you had no idea what that reference was.
Yeah, right. Slang is kind of a tough thing to interpret.
You can't translate.
No, you can't.
No.
Exactly. So what do you love the most about Eagle School?
Oh, well, I love the students. I really do. It's a big part of what we do. I mean, it's hard not to love the students. Yeah, like Kelly says, they can be a challenge sometimes. You know, sometimes you have to deal with the good and the difficult and, you know, whatever the case may be. But overall, I mean, that's why we're here. It's because of the students. So, yeah, I could say, oh, I love the teaching part. I love the this part, that part. But really, getting to know the students and interact with them, that's the payoff. That's the money ticket.
Hey, okay. We're going to talk a little bit about the exchange program as well, the international host mom, host teacher. You got a lot of titles, too, over there, Janice.
Yeah, I get involved in every little thing here.
Janice Peterson joining us. So let's talk a little bit about the whole international students. Did you have a number of them last school year as well?
I had three 2 years ago, and I had three last year.
Okay.
And, you know, I last year was just amazing. It was so amazing just sharing the culture and sharing, you know, the slang things and just loving them and how they love back. You know, you're like nervous when you first take them in because you don't know each other, but to be there for them and even you reach out to their parents. And I still to this day am in contact with all of them and their parents. And I just really enjoy that.
Yeah. And what countries were they from last year?
Thailand.
Oh, they were all from Thailand.
Yeah, all mine have been from Thailand.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. As far as the school, did you host a pretty good number at Eagle School last year?
They're all from Eagle.
Uh-huh. But in terms of the number of students at the school last year?
Oh, how many did we have last year?
I think it was 24, but that could be wrong.
24. Yeah, it was around 24 because we also have people come in the second quarter.
Oh.
So it's like some people may only be there for the semester. And then they, you know, others come in so throughout. But I know there was around 20, which was very nice. And you get them involved with the community. And that's what we're really striving for this year is to really get them involved with the Richland Center community. To, you know, they're usually from, like mine have been from Bangkok, which is millions of people. And they come here to this little town. They think it's just, what do we do here? And to show them that there's so much. And they come here loving America, but not knowing what America's all about. And I love sharing that.
Are there expectations? Like, I mean, do they have visions of New York City when they come to Richland Center?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, well, what do we do? And then when we start showing them, you know, there's the Phoenix Center. There's the movie theater. There's things to do. You can go to Kelly's, of course. And they love going there for coffee and chatting and doing homework. And, you know, you just take them around. And they love the variety of restaurants we have here, too.
So you'll be hosting more students this year then?
Yes. Right now I have one coming from Thailand.
Okay. Great.
And his brother was here 2 years ago, who I know, and he was a wonderful kid too. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And you're talking today as well about fundraising things for Eagle School. What would you like to talk about?
Well, this Friday we're going to have an event for the school, and it's for Charcoal Expressions. And we have a gentleman, Rob, who runs the company out of Baraboo. And he comes and instructs us how to do a drawing. And you don't have to, one thing that's amazing is you don't have to have or even know how to do a stick figure. He walks you through it. I've taken his class before, and it's just amazing. And we're going to do a sunflower. And out of the benefit, we're going to it's going to go into the school fund for things for the children. We're hoping to get a, what is it called, a water?
Oh, yeah. Like a water bottle filler?
Yeah.
That's kind of like a little gift that I want to give the kids, because sometimes they stand there for 45 seconds filling up their water bottles from the water fountain. But I think a lot of the fundraising that we want to do is for scholarships, because being a private school, we don't receive tax money, and so it's private funded. And there are some that come on scholarship, so not every student equals the full tuition price, you know. So if we could provide the ability for them to come to school and get help doing so, we really want to do that. So
yeah.
Just make it more accessible.
So definitely. It's going on tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night.
People and from the community can be involved.
The community can sign up. You go on to eventbrite.com and you search for August 2nd at Eagle School. And it comes up and you just sign up there. You can either buy the ticket beforehand online, or you can just put that you're going to show up and just come with cash or a check.
And Phil, if I might interject.
Yeah, sure.
Phil, if I might interject. I'm not afraid to ask for things. So if I could say to our listeners out there, if you went to Amazon and you search what a water bottle filler is, you'll have many options there. And if one or two of you or a family or the Bridge Club or whoever you might be want to get together and say, hey, let's buy Eagle School a water bottle filler, I'm all in for that. This way we could direct our charcoal fund money to scholarships. So,
yes.
So I highly encourage you to search water bottle fillers.
Okay, well, have to do that.
Yeah.
And then on the 9th and 10th of August, the following week, this next weekend, we're having a huge sneak peek fundraiser. And it's going to be a rummage sale, bake sale. We're going to have a lunch cart there.
Lemonade stand.
Ooh. We're also going to have a... disc golf?
Disc golf putting contest.
Oh. Yes.
My son Ira is really into disc golf. Loves it. I didn't even know what it was 3 years ago. I asked what the basket was. I was like, what is that basket in the park? And my husband says, that's for disc golf. And I went, oh. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. But anyway, now I am watching the tournaments and I'm really involved. Anyway, it's a fun game. You don't really have to be, he can show you how to do it, but we're going to have kind of like, remember Bozo the Clown, and you had to throw the ball in the bucket from the different distances?
Sure.
We're going to be doing that, but with the basket for disc golf putting. So should be a good time.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
We're really excited. Yeah, it'll be from 9 to 10, or 9 to 2.
Yeah,
it'll be 10. 9 to 10 would be pretty short, yeah. You know.
Rushing it.
9 to 2 on Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday.
Yes.
We are taking donations of gently used clothing.
Items
for, like, the household. It's great. We got a lot of nice clothing for back to school. We have a couple backpacks at really good prices.
Mm-hmm. And the date again was?
August 9th and August 10th.
So it's next weekend.
Yeah,
then.
Next weekend. So we're pretty busy.
I guess so.
Yeah, and then after that, I'm sure you know of that, Phil. We have the Pumpkin Fest.
Oh, sure.
And we're going to be involved with that by having a craft fair at our school the same day, which is October 26th.
In the gym?
It'll be in the gym there.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, you are busy, but all important fundraisers. So again, a little bit about the charcoal night tomorrow night. So does each individual have their own drawing, or you all work on one together?
No, everybody does their own drawing.
Oh.
He supplies everything you need to do this. And he walks through and he stands there and does it actually with you. And he comes around and shows you how to do it. And it's just fun. And it's just a great time to get together with friends and do something together.
Even somebody that's not very artistic can make something, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And I was with a group that the husbands came, and they're like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. And, you know, they're saying, oh, I can't draw. And what they did was amazing.
Oh. and then maybe you can sell those and make money for Eagle
there
Schools.
There you go.
You know, we could. We could.
The ideas just keep coming.
Keep it going.
Yeah, and plus there'll be coffee and...
And we'll have fresh brewed coffee from Kelly, and we'll also have some baked goods.
Wonderful. Kathleen Corey Pittman is here as well, and you're going to be a teacher this fall at Eagle School?
Yes.
All right.
This will be my second year. When I went to college, and oh, this is really going to date me, I graduated from Stevens Point in 1980 with a degree in history and political science. And, you know, teaching was like the last thing that I ever wanted to do. But I ended up in a time where I'd lost a job, or I don't know how to explain that whole how, but the job ended, we'll put it that way. And I was off that summer, and I was, you know, hunting for jobs, you know, doing the resume out, and a friend of mine mentioned that they were looking for a first and second grade teacher, and it was actually part of my prayer group. And I thought about this, and it just kept on, and God was putting it in my heart to do this, and I said, I don't know, but I did it, and I it's been a wonderful experience, and Kelly is wonderful. She's wonderful to work with. She's easygoing. She's the whole team is appreciative. Chris is appreciative. They give us gifts every once in a while, little things, saying thoughtful things. And what I like about it, and part of the reason I got into it, is that we're putting Jesus in their hearts.
Yes.
We're and I've said this before, that it, now they may not be at this point. Some of the kids are more, you know, parents go to church and, you know, they have that routine. Some may not, and that's fine. But if they can know that Jesus loves them, mm-hmm. and just somewhere in the back of their mind, when they're in their 20s and you know what happens, and things go wrong, and they're feeling like deserted and all that, mm-hmm. if they can remember, you know, Jesus loves me. Mm-hmm. It'll be okay, you know, and find Jesus once again. Mm-hmm. It's important. It's important, and it's great, because you know, we start out the morning with devotion, and I pray, and I pray over each of my students in the morning, and and we go through the day, and we hope for the best. I had some awesome kids, and we initially I came in with first and second, but we had to do some switching around, and I ended up with second and fifth. And you think, huh? But it worked really well. Mm-hmm. The fifth graders could help some with the second graders,
sure.
and it just was a wonderful experience for, because another part of school I think should be teaching some leadership skills, yeah. and how good you feel when you do help somebody.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I love about the school. It really helps promote the older students working with the younger kids. It's such a, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. close with each other, and they get to learn, and some kids like to hang out with the little kids, and they help them with their lunches and recess, and it's just amazing. It's wonderful.
It does remind me of the old one-room school, though, like kind mm-hmm. of the throwback in some ways. But
took me back to when I was in Boaz school for 2 years.
Boaz.
It's four-room school. Your teacher, I had a Mrs. Kipke for fifth and sixth grade, and you know it was, it was kind of interesting, because when you were in fifth grade, you could listen in what the sixth graders were doing, and getting some hints and saying, oh, gee, I wish we were reading that one, because it's, you know, some of their stuff sounded interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's, I think it's good. I think it's a good situation to combine sometimes.
No doubt. What do you love most about Eagle School, Kathleen?
Kids. And I didn't think I would. I was the youngest of four. I wasn't raised with little kids much, but they're so sweet. And I mean, the last day of school, we did this, do they call it promotion?
Yeah, promotion ceremony.
And afterwards, this little girl came and hugged me and you know, and it was just precious. And I still am connected with the families. We have some really good families that the kids are you know good, and the parents are supportive and easy to talk to, down to earth people.
That's important, isn't it?
Yes,
at home too, getting that support there too. I know. In the spring, I was somewhere in the community, and I saw a bunch of students all dressed up one night, and they were going to prom. So, yeah, I think you even had a prom last year, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, we have homecoming and prom, and this year we're going to do snowball. I remember I graduated from RCHS, and I remember snowball was nice because it kind of takes you out of the cabin fever depression of the long winter. So it gives you something to look forward to. So we're really excited to be able to do that this year with the kids. And I also wanted to piggyback what Janice and Kathleen were saying, that we really want to make Eagle School feel like family, and like a family with a lot of kids, you know, that where you have supportive adults and then you have the kids who are just doing the best they can. And in any situation, kids are just really doing the best they can. Some might be in survival mode, some might be thriving, and there's everything in between. But we really want to be there supporting them in each of their stages of development and things that they're going through. And because I'm such a relational person and I am really empathetic, I figuratively carry these kids in my heart. And when they're going through hard times, I'm also going through a hard time. So I'm parenting there. And I feel like that's one of life's greatest gifts is parenting. And I'm really, I think we're all so grateful to have an impact in these kids' lives and be part of their story. So just like Kathleen was saying, maybe when they're 20-something and they're kind of hitting rock bottom, I'm praying that they don't, but we know that that happens. So we want them to be able to fall back on something in their mind and say like, oh, you know what? I do have value. I was made for a purpose. God has a plan for me. I may not have been living in it, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't want me. So I just really, really want to ensure that all of our teachers and staff, and I mean, even our kitchen ladies are amazing. They smile when they give the kids their food, and they've been, you know, cooking these delicious meals. And, you know, you can't say that about school lunches a lot, but at Eagle School, they're really good, and they're open to suggestions always. I mean, the hearts that they have for the kids, and they really, it's not a job. It's a ministry for all of us, and we take it very seriously, but also have a really great time being there doing it. And so we're all a family, and we lift each other up when one of us is down. And Caressa, she's really great at the teacher ministry, so she every month does like a teacher appreciation and just like, hey, I see you. I appreciate you. Thank you for what you're doing. And it's not just like PR or just, you know, like, oh, check, I did that. Like, she really wants them to feel loved and supported. And so it's a really healthy family to be in.
Well, and I like the Bible verses. She always brings a Bible verse into it. And that, you know, it's important that we you know, bring in God's word. Because even though we need to give it to the kids, we need it too.
Yeah, in this day and age too, Jeff, you know, you're dealing with kids that it's kind of the electronic age, you know, and you want to embrace that, but you also need to, you know, kind of go in another direction. Does that make it a challenge as a teacher then too?
It does, but first I want to go back to what Kelly was saying. She mentioned Caressa, so without context, you know, and Kathleen mentioned Caressa too. Our listeners probably don't know who Caressa is. Caressa is kind of like the major domo, if you will. She sits in the church office, and she is like the grand marshal of activity, okay? Everything seems to flow through Caressa.
Yes,
if definitely. You've got an She's issue there. That can't be solved, people say, ask Caressa, go to Caressa. You know, Caressa knows where that is, or Caressa knows how to do this. And so we kind of all take our lead a little bit from Kelly, yes, okay, as teachers and whatever. But Caressa really is, she's like, she's out there on the tarmac on the flight line with the flashlights directing 12 different aircraft, and 9 are landing and 6 are taking off. I mean, this gal is just tremendous, and so we just want to acknowledge, you know, from Eagle School and Newhouse that Caressa really is just something, and we're blessed to have her there.
Oh,
but to get back to your question about the electronic age, of course, I had been gone from 95 to 2001. When I came back in 2024, my first day in Eagle there, when the students come in, there's this like a rolling wardrobe rack, okay? But it's filled with little pockets with their names on it, and that's where they deposit their electronics.
Oh.
They hit the door, their cell phone goes in there, their tablet goes in there, their earbuds go in there, okay? So we have the ability, and, you know, I know a lot of parents who have children in other schools sometimes like the fact that they can still stay in communication with their kids, you know, on the cell phone, even if it's 10 a.m. and the kid's in geometry, okay? Well, we don't do that at Eagle, okay? They park their electronics, and they get to give us their undivided attention, and we get to give them our undivided attention. So, yes, the electronic age can be very beneficial, but also challenging. And we just try and do our best to keep the classroom as free of electronic distractions as we can.
Awesome. Anything else anybody would like to add this morning?
Well, speaking of electronics, one thing being the art teacher, you know, these kids, they're so used to using their tablets, whatever, to express themselves. And it's so awesome to be able to get them into your classroom and use their hands and to express with material things. Mm-hmm. And I just get so much enjoyment out of that. And I also would like to piggyback on Caressa. We love her.
Yep.
And cannot do a lot without her.
If you've got a computer problem, who do you go to? You go to Caressa.
Yes.
She will talk you through it.
MVP.
She's the Jill of all trades. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
But she will also hate all of this attention. There are so many times I people come to me because I'm the face, right? And so they come to me, you know, Kelly, I really need to I need to know what to do here. I need to do it. And I was like, okay, just I'll get back to you. And then I'm always like, Caressa, what should we do about, you know, whatever? And I was like, really? I need them to know that you're the one, like, you are everything behind the scenes, you know? And she's like, no, we just have a great team. I don't want any credit. So she is definitely in her own lane. She is all things being able to produce, right? So we're like the opposites. Like, I'm the hugger and she's the producer. And it works so well because we're doing what we do best. And we're not really being forced to do something that we're not great at, which then benefits the students and the parents. Yeah. And also, you know, for the parents, if you have any, like, I just want to reach out again, if you have any questions about the school or concerns or nervousness, you know, it's hard to send off your kids, especially like maybe you homeschool and maybe you can't homeschool this year and you're nervous about sending them off. I totally understand that. This is kind of like a warm version of homeschooling where we can still be family together and we can still carry on your family values, but you can maybe, like, if you need to work or, you know, life is calling you in a different direction, you can do that as well and still have peace about the decisions that you're making. And so I'm always, I put a little round table in my office because I didn't want to look over the desk at people anymore. I wanted to be, like, right there with them. And so I hope that people come in the office and talk to me. And I just really want to encourage that we are people at Eagle. And so please come.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Very well said. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys. And here's
thank
to a,
you for having us.
You
thank
bet.
You so much.
Here's to a good school year, great school
yes.
year, and
thank you.
And your fundraiser tomorrow night. The
yes,
charcoal
tomorrow
drawing.
Night. It's from 6 to 8, and again, it's you go on eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And sign up. Thank you.
I appreciate all your joy and your enthusiasm. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Kelly Coppernall, Jeff Seaborg, Kathleen Corey Pittman, and Janice Peterson from Eagle School.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
At Rockwell, community involvement is important to us. Each year, our team donates thousands of dollars to local charities, such as Grace and the Richland Center Food Pantry. Our community involvement does not stop there. We are currently in the process of gathering supplies for local schools. Collections are going within our facility through August 30th. In addition, we partnered with the Richland School District, and therefore, there is a drop box at the district office for anyone in the community who wants to donate supplies to. Their office is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Please join us in donating these items to help our local schools.
Greg Kinney joins us, Riverdale Education Foundation President. Greg, this is a big Saturday coming up for you guys.
Yeah, it's our annual golf fundraiser at Hickory Grove Golf Course in Fenimore, and we're excited. The weather looks like it's going to be good if you don't change it between now and then. And it's always a big day for us. We have a lot of people that sign up. We were full at 20 teams here this week, but we did have one drop out. So I am looking for one more team. If somebody is out there that would like to put a team in, it's 10 o'clock start. Saturday morning registration is 9 to 10. So normally we can fill it pretty easily, and that's just from people that have played from year to year, and they want to go. They start calling in May, June, early, before we even advertise, and so it's a fun event. A lot of people, the only time they play golf all year long is at this fundraiser, and our committee does a great job of having we have a huge bucket raffle table and then silent auction items as well. And so it's just a fun day. A lot of people really enjoy it, and they have a good time, and so that's what it's about.
When you look at, you had a waiting list, I know, in other years. This year, it's kind of rare to have an opening, so this is a good opportunity for some.
Yeah, well, the golf course actually bought more carts this year.
Oh.
So that has helped us. We can expand it a little bit. Last year, we were really scrambling. We had 19 teams last year, and so they bought some extra carts, and so we can have 20 comfortably. So that makes a difference, but yeah, it's tough when you have to turn down people that want to play, and last year we did have to do that with a couple teams, but hopefully this year we're fine with 19 if we don't get another team, but 20 makes it an even number, and obviously a little bit more money for us as well, so yeah, we'll see where it takes us. But
this is a regular reunion of sorts for some, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we're excited. Some people just plan on it. They know it's always the first weekend in August. They plan their vacations around it. We actually have a couple of teams this year that are high school graduates and they're probably in the last 5 years of Riverdale. And they're bringing classmates from college. They're all excited because this is going to be the first time they've been in it. So it's a nice day that people get to play with people that only maybe see, you know, a couple times a year. And so, yeah, it's a good event for us for sure.
Four-person best ball. Again, that allows somebody that maybe doesn't golf very often that maybe they're going to come up with a good shot. You never
know. They can make a putt. Everybody can make a putt. So if you don't drive the ball very well, try and have one of those on your team. And then from that point on, why it's chipping and putting and – and so it's a fun event. A lot of people really do enjoy it. And, you know, people that, like you said, they don't play only once or twice a year. And they, well, I'm not a very good golfer. And, well, it really doesn't matter in this event. It's just about having fun. And, you know, there's a beverage cart out there. And they make a good shot and they're trying to celebrate, why they can take care of that part of it too. So
So this is one of, what, two or three main events for the foundation, isn't
it? Yep, we run this one. We run our bowling tournament and usually at the end of March, and then obviously the Winter Carnival is in the middle of the winter, which is a huge payback for us to the community for supporting us all year long. And, you know, the little kids really benefit from that, and we sell a fair amount of food at it, and but kids run that 4 hours. If they come at the beginning, why, they're still there at the end, and they sleep good that night. But that's become a big fundraiser for us as well. And so we have three main events that we really try and generate a lot of our money from. So
I was at your event this year when you gave out the money. That's the best part of the year, I'm sure, for you. But
yeah, when we give our awards out to the teachers, why, that's a great day for us. And this year, the past year, we gave out $17,986 back to the teachers, which is our largest amount that we have ever gave back. And so we've been doing this 14 years now, which seems crazy that we're that far in, but we're at $131,536 that we've gave back to the teachers and the students at Riverdale. So we're pretty proud of those numbers. And the teachers have bought in. You know, we keep changing things a little bit from year to year, adding a different category, or, you know, what started out was Super Awards, now it's called the Havlick or Stanley Havlick Awards, and those get a little bit more money than, you know, $800 is our limit on regular awards, but them are $1,500. So it's a big deal, and we don't just sit back and wait for donations. We really want to help generate our own money to keep, you know, our coffers comfortable, where we can give out, you know, what we want to give out in the spring, for sure. And the teachers really do appreciate that. So
14 years, and you think about it, you know, you awarded awards when somebody was in kindergarten. They're already graduated by now, and you're still doing it.
So. Yeah, for sure. I mean, our award system can benefit 4K all the way through 12th grade and at every grade level. And sometimes the awards that they get, they can use for 3 or 4 years, you know, until they wear out, and then obviously they have to be replaced at that point. But we're pretty proud of how we do it. We're, you know, kind of unique. We don't give out scholarships, but we try and give back a little bit to every class, you know, or every organization that's within the school system. And so it works really well for us, and so we're happy to still be doing it. And I look forward to, hopefully we're doing it for many more years to come.
Now, if I'm not a golfer and not planning, can I still attend on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to just come and buy raffle tickets for the bucket raffle, they're $20. You sign your name to them, you put them in, you don't have to be there. There's also silent auction items. If you come, you decide, okay, there's something that really catches my eye, you just tell somebody on our committee, okay, I'd like to bid up to this point, and we will protect your bid for the day. But yeah, we really do encourage people, if they want to drop off a donation, maybe they don't want to buy bucket raffle tickets, but like, okay, we think you're doing a good thing and you want to drop a donation off, we gladly will take those. We have people that on our committee that will be in the area all day long while we're out golfing. And so yeah, we really do enjoy people that drop off a donation, or maybe they just hear us on the radio and say, okay, I'm going to send you a check. And so it's all a part of it. It's all a part of our day, and we, you know, group it all together, and that's our total for, you know, when we settle up. And so it's an important part of it, that's for sure, because, like I said, this and the bowling outing are the two biggest fundraisers. The Winter Carnival holds its own, but not quite the volume of dollars that we can generate at these. But people want to, you know, they can contact us, or they can just send a check in the mail, you know, if they want to do it that way, either to our post office box or to myself or anybody on our committee. If you want to make a donation, you can figure out how to get it to us, and we're so appreciative of that, for sure.
Greg, tell me about the door prizes that you'll be giving out on Saturday at the golf fundraiser.
Well, we kind of gone, we give away a few free things when you sign up. We have certificates you get, and some golf balls, tees, that type of stuff. We kind of change it up a little bit every year, and so there's not as many door prizes. We used to give out hats, golf towels, different things, but now we're kind of tailing it back just to the point where if you sign up, you get a certificate, and that's good for pop or beverage at the bar and or chips or anything you want to use it for. And then the golf balls and the tees and stuff and that type of stuff is for they're free. So that's part of our donation back to you. And then really the bucket raffle is our biggest part of the day, unless people really go crazy on the silent auction, that could be huge as well. But we have a lot of nice stuff. You know, we have Badger signs, Brewer signs, Wisconsin signs, a lot of really nice stuff for the silent auction. And then the bucket raffle is a full gamut. I mean, there's gift certificates to golf courses around the Southwest Wisconsin. The women do a great job to cater to, you know, people that are of the female that maybe don't want a box of golf balls, but they come up with some really neat stuff for the women to put their tickets in. And so we have a wide variety that day, and so it's pretty impressive when they get it all laid out. Our committee does a great job. They've kind of bought in now that they've all been on there long enough. The bowling one is a little bit different than the golf one, and so the golf one is kind of, you know, everybody's in, they sign up, they go out and golf for 2.5-3 hours, they come back, they eat lunch, and then we hand out the door prizes and draw the bucket raffle stuff right away. So it's pretty quick, easy in and out, and so we've kind of adapted. They know what to get for each one of them, and it works well for us.
Sounds like you get good support from the business community, too, then.
We do,
you?
Yeah. A lot of them are very willing to give us nice donations. And obviously, you know, we don't hit them every time because a business owner will tell you that somebody's in their door every day looking for a handout. And so we try and not hit them up for every fundraiser that we have. We'll go and we'll spend the money. Use their business as, you know, a sponsor, and so there's different ways of doing it, and we're very comfortable doing it that way.
Indeed. Well, you could use maybe another team there. You could use some people to come out and just have a good time on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to come and just watch 80 golfers all take off at one time, if there's 20 teams, that's pretty impressive. Wendell has been there for years and years and years, and took pictures off the balcony and. And so it's a fun event, and if you want to hang around, there'll be some of our committee that doesn't golf. They'll be in there, and you can chat with them. But we really can use everybody's support. If you're not a part of the 20 teams, why then just if you want to come and buy a bucket raffle, that's a great time to come while the golfers are out. It's quiet in there. You can kind of figure out what you want to put your tickets in, or if you want to bid on the silent auction items, that's a great time for that as well. And so, yeah, we're encouraged to have people come or drop off. If you just want to drop off a donation that day, Fenimore Golf Course is a great course, a beautiful setting. They have a new deck that surrounds the building. You can sit out there and just kind of watch the golfers as they come through and make the turns. And so it's a fun day for a lot of different people.
Is your group the one to beat then, is it?
Our group is usually not one of the ones to beat. There are a lot of young guys that can hit the heck out of the ball. But we hold our own. We enjoy it. And my wife has a team with my daughters and one of your employees, Michael, was playing with them. And so they could be the team to beat. You never know. But it's a lot of mix and match of teams. Players, you know, on different teams, but like I said, people really do enjoy it. It's a great time, a lot of community support, and a lot of teachers and people that work within the district, you know, they support us and they have teams in it. So it's just overall a very nice day.
If someone is interested in getting a hold of you about anything we've talked about, Greg, how can they do that?
Yep, they can just call my phone number, 608-537-2359. That's my home phone. That has an answering machine. I have a cell phone, but sometimes I don't get service with that, and I don't want to miss a call. So if you call that number that I just gave you, that will always get to an answer machine if somebody doesn't answer.
Very well. Anything else you'd like to add, Greg?
No, just thank you to WRCO for all the work you guys have always done for us in the past and going forward. We enjoy working with you, and your support has meant a lot to us. You give us, you know, plenty of advertising and things that really do help us in every event that we run. And then being at our awards day, you know, that's a huge part of it. The teachers look forward to that because they get to talk to you. And before it was Ron, but you've filled in really nicely, and so it we just love the support we get from you guys, and you guys do a great job for all the communities and school districts around, but for us, you're very special.
Well, thank you. I know you always roll out the maroon and white carpet for us when we get there, so good luck with your event.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Greg Kinney joining us, who is the president of Riverdale Education Foundation. WRCO.